Hey everybody, it's Jeff. Thanks for joining me for this week's Wednesday Word. Today is our last Wednesday in the Check Your Beatitude series, and I'm going to talk about the last Beatitude from Matthew 5. Then, this coming Saturday, we have our worship night, where I'm going to talk about the Beatitudes again, but kind of as a whole unit. So I really hope you'll be able to join us Saturday night at 6:30 on either our Facebook page or the Watch Live page of the website to hear some great worship from our guys Eugene and Kelton. And then I could talk about the Beatitudes, and we'll have a Zoom call afterwards to get to see each other's faces. So I'd love for you to join us Saturday night at 6:30 for that. But today, let's get on with that last Beatitude. So it is Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness. So basically those who are opposed or come up against for living the way God would have us live, for following God. Now, the first thing I want us to see with this is, in order to be persecuted or to have people oppose us for the way we live, we have to actually be out amongst people, all right? And it's not explicitly said, but we can think about it, right? To have people oppose us, we have to be active in our communities, be a member of those communities, be out there, all right? And the same thing would really apply to the peacemakers last week that Julie talked about, or to being merciful. We have to be around people to have those things be a part of our lives. So it's kind of like the underlying tone here is Jesus is saying, get out there, be an active member of your community. In essence, get in the game, right? And when you're in the game and you're following my way, my rules, living for Jesus, some people might oppose you because of that, or have an issue with you or come at you because of that. Now, when I think about the getting in the game and maybe people not liking the way you play the game, I go to sports naturally. I'm a huge sports fan. And baseball is the one that stuck out to me for this, and the New York Yankees. Now, the Yankees are one of those teams in sports that you either love, which is like those New Yorkers that love the Yankees, or you seem to despise them, right? You just can't stand the Yankees, right? And it's because of the way maybe they've always won, maybe it's because they spend a lot of money on players. They also have the Yankee way, as they call it. You know, they have rules about hairstyles and facial hair, and just the way they've carried themselves and presented themselves rubs people the wrong way. All right, so people are opposed to the Yankees because of that. That's not so dissimilar here. Now, am I saying as Christians we should be the New York Yankees? Absolutely not. Please don't hear me say that. I'm a huge Brewer fan, not a Yankee fan. My mother-in-law and I go back and forth on that all the time. She's from New Jersey, loves the Yankees. I'm a Brewer fan. We're not supposed to be the Yankees. But we need to be in the game, playing the way Jesus would have us play the game, living our lives the way Jesus would have us live our lives, living for that righteousness, that right living. And when we do that, it's entirely possible that people will not like it, not like the way we live, and oppose that. But what Jesus is saying is we shouldn't cave, we shouldn't compromise the way we live or our beliefs. He says we're blessed because ours is the kingdom of heaven. We live a life of dedication and devotion to Jesus, and we have the promise of heaven. And that is a bigger reward, prize, or promise than anything the world could give us. And I love that that's the way this Beatitude ends with, theirs is the kingdom of heaven, because it bookends with the first one. If you remember back to that first Beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It's kind of like as if Jesus is starting and ending with that kingdom of heaven saying, this is awesome, and you have this promise. Here's a little guide, maybe a little playbook as to how to live, how to handle certain situations. But no matter what, you follow me and you live for me, and we have the promise of the kingdom of heaven. And that's just an incredible promise. So I hope this week that you can think about getting in the game, getting in your community, being involved. I know a lot of things are starting to open back up. People are starting to go places. I encourage you to be involved wherever your community is, to get active, to get involved there. And then also remember that we are to live for Jesus and to not get bogged down by that if people oppose us for the way we live, but to remember we have the promise of the kingdom of heaven. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you can join us Saturday night, 6:30, Facebook or the Watch Live page of our website as we kind of wrap up and put a whole bow on this Check Your Beatitude series. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. I've learned a lot and thought a lot about it. Thanks for hanging out, everybody.